So here in this video now, and I appreciate that we are just pretty much in the middle of section one, the very first section of this course, I would now like to introduce you to my beautiful darling wife, Karen. Karen, say hello to all the good people at home.
Hi there.
And all you good people at home, say hello to Karen. Fantastic. What I want to do in this video is give you a bit of a taster on just how simple the coaching process can actually be. And to be honest with you, we haven't even really looked at too much just yet. Apart from in that last video, we looked at the purpose of life coaching and the five main steps that we kind of want to be guiding our clients through, especially in a first session or an initial meet. So all I really want to do is just invite Karen to engage in a coaching style conversation with me, if that's all right. And all I want to ask you to do, Karen, is just be willing to consider whether there is a goal that you currently have in some area of your life that you're not fulfilling, or you feel you're not fulfilling at the moment anyway.
Yes. I've never felt an extremely confident communicator, and something I've become aware of recently is that I'd like to become a much more confident public speaker.
So you would like to become a much more confident public speaker.
Yes.
So this is quite a tangible goal, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Now, I just want to just explain to you here is that the goals that our clients will go on to come to us with can be from one end of the spectrum to another. Some of our clients are going to come to us because they're stuck in life. They want to understand what their purpose is. They want to understand what the meaning of life is. Some of our clients are going to have simple goals, such as they want to develop their confidence to do some public speaking or start a business or manage their finances better. And I just want to highlight, first and foremost, that as coaches, we do not need to have any answers whatsoever. And this is one little truth that's hopefully going to help you to take a whole load of pressure off your shoulders, because I've worked with many coaches over the years, even in training environments, where many life coaches seem to think that in order to coach people in life, they've got to have all the answers and they've got to have done absolutely everything. And that's not, or in fact, very, very rarely the case. All we ever need to understand is how it is that we do, on some level, what our clients have done, and then kind of merge that in with the process that I shared in that last video. First and foremost, we've got to establish what the goal is, and that's what I've already done. Then we just simply want to look at what the client's current reality is. We then just simply want to identify some options, what the best possible options are for our clients that they might even be willing to consider taking right from the off anyway, and then just simply make a decision on the first couple of action steps that he or she can take. Then ultimately just get a vision for what the day is going to look like once our client has achieved this goal that they want to achieve. So this is pretty much just what I would do in an initial consultation session to give some value, but also really to give our client or my client confidence and the overriding life coaching process. So now I want to share this with you, if that's okay. Show you that it's something that you can actually start practicing with other people right away. So first things first, Karen. You have this goal that you would like to be a bit more confident in your ability to speak publicly.
Yes.
Could you give me a bit more context about that?
Yeah, absolutely. In the last probably 3 months, as I've been asked to get more involved in the ecology community, some of the events that are going on, I've found that I get very nervous when I'm being invited to speak publicly in front of a large group of people.
You're getting nervous.
I get very nervous. At points I've done it anyway. Sometimes I would not put myself forward where I possibly could, because I'll hold back.
So you hold back when you are speaking publicly?
Yes, yeah, or say it's like a group chat. I might not say everything I wanted to, or I might hold back. I'll let someone else speak up. Or there's times where I just not put myself forward at all for an event because I'm just a little bit too intimidated by it. So I do hold back in this area.
You hold back in this area. So I'm just wondering then what the reality is for you right now in terms of how it is that you're already doing what it is that you want to do more confidently.
Yes.
What's the actual reality?
The reality is, I guess I'm in quite early days of actually identifying that this is a goal that I want to achieve. There's times where I've tried public speaking a little bit and it's gone okay.
So there has been times in the past where you've attempted public speaking and it's gone okay?
It's gone okay.
And that's a reality?
Yeah.
Is that even the times when you've been worried about it?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And there's times where I've shied away and felt a bit disappointed that I didn't go for it, you know.
Okay, so the reality is that the times that you shy away are the times you feel disappointed and...
Yeah, like I've not really contributed or I've not offered value or...
But I'm guessing if you're holding back, then you're not...
I'm not, you're not. Yeah.
So, okay, so the reality is when you hold back, you don't add the value that you want to offer, but the times that you do get involved and add value...
Yeah, and generally it goes okay. Okay. Sometimes because I'm even in that, because I'm a bit nervous, I feel I don't communicate as best as I could. Perhaps unclear at times.
Now, if I could just make one little observation, would this be okay?
Mm.
All right. It seems that one of the biggest problems you have is just simply how you feel. It doesn't seem there's actually a problem with your public speaking at all. It seems that the only problem that you have is how you feel when you hold back sometimes.
That's probably true, actually. Yeah.
That's probably true?
I think it is true. It is true, yeah.
It maybe is true, okay. So, in order for you to start getting this result more often, you want to be a confident, bold public speaker where you're, you know, just actively involved in the groups that you're involved in when you're speaking to the people who you're speaking to. You can kind of see what this looks like inside of your mind. You can picture yourself.
I can picture it, yeah.
Cool. So what would you say your best options are that are going to enable you to potentially get from here, where you currently are, in your reality to where you want to be?
Options.
What are your options? What options? Even if there was five, could we go for five options?
So how I would actually work towards achieving that?
No, not how. No. Just what are your options? What options are available to you?
Oh, I see.
What options do you have? You're at where you're at. Mm. You want to be where you want to be. So in order to get from here to there, you're going to have to take an option.
Yes.
So what options are available to you? Option number one.
Option number one. I start pushing myself to do more events, public events.
So you do more events?
More events, yeah.
Option two?
Option two.
This is about now perhaps considering some options that you might not have considered before.
Something I've considered but never taken seriously is attempting something like a Facebook Live or...
Attempting a Facebook Live?
Yeah, something on my own.
Okay. Yeah. Like doing some sort of live stream somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
What about option three? Is there a third option you can see? Even if this was like really taking you outside the comfort zone.
I guess I could pioneer my own event rather than, which would be all on me rather than bouncing off other people.
So rather than attending other people's events and groups, you actually hosted your own. Well, that seems like a pretty fair option.
Mm.
I'm wondering if there's one more option that you perhaps haven't even really looked at yet.
Um, I know there's things like public speaking groups and stuff you can join.
Public speaking groups you can join.
I could look down that road.
So basically, it seems that we have some options open to us. So there's no reason to stay stuck.
There's no reason to stay stuck.
No reason to stay stuck.
No.
So there are options. I'm just wondering what action step you could take next that would at least allow you to feel like you're starting to make progress in this area. What would be the first step you could take today or tomorrow or as soon as you're ready?
The first step I could take would be, I could probably push myself to do a live, a Facebook live, or some kind of live stream.
Push yourself to do a Facebook live or some sort of live stream.
Yeah.
Then if there was a second step you could take, what then would that be?
Become more involved in events, speaking up. In fact, it's not even committing to more events, it's just choosing to speak up more freely in the events that I'm in. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you know exactly what you mean by that.
I know what I mean by that.
You know what you mean by that. So tell me, I'm going to ask you now, all right, just to do something, all right, just see, keep your eyes open, keep your eyes closed, and just simply see if you can picture how it's going to be for you once you've achieved this goal, being more confident speaking publicly. And just say what you see. See if you can make it really, really real. Where you're being this kind of person that you really want to be and doing what it is that you really want to do.
I'm speaking boldly. I'm not hesitant at all. I've got a clear message that I want to communicate.
You've got a clear message you want to communicate. You're not hesitating. You're not holding back. That's fantastic. Now, I'm just wondering what it is that stopped you from achieving this goal until now?
Stop me. It's a good question.
I shall push you no further, Karen. Now, obviously, right? Okay, we'll stop there. To be honest with you, this very, very simple demonstration was just to show you how simple it can be just to simply lead our client through the simple process of choosing a goal, getting clear on what their reality is, you know, just defining what their options are, making a decision to take an action step, and then even visualize what life is going to be like for them once they have, you know, achieved or accomplished this goal they want to achieve or accomplish. But if I can cast your mind back to what I shared, pretty much right back at the start of this section, we can work with our clients, they can have the greatest, most grandiose set of goals, and the best set of goals in the entire world, but if they have any limiting, self-defeating beliefs or worldviews or opinions of themselves, of their abilities, then this is what is going to become their default mode that will prevent them from ever committing to the process of keeping on, keeping on. So when I asked Karen what it was that had stopped her from getting this result up until now, she looked up, she said, good question, because the truth of the matter is Karen most likely doesn't have the faintest idea. Why? Because what's actually holding her back is a limiting belief that she developed about herself or about her ability at an earlier stage in life. And this is pretty much what gives us context for a couple of sessions or a few breakthrough sessions, or in fact a life coaching relationship. So, my friend Karen, how was that?
That was really good.
Quite.
Yeah, it was quite, enjoyed actually picturing what it is I want.
Picturing what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because more often than not, people focus more on what they don't want than on what they do, and then end up feeling anxious or scared or nervous or holding back or things like this. So this little exercise just allows you to focus clearer on what you want. Well, shall we perhaps use this goal as the theme for the course? Because this won't be the last time you see Karen. Oh no, I reckon what we'll do is we'll invite her back quite a couple of times in the sections that follow to help Karen better understand her thought processes and also her emotions, and ultimately the core reason why she isn't already doing what she fundamentally wants to be doing more of. Does that sound okay?
That sounds good, yeah.
Fantastic. So listen, I hope you found this demonstration, yes, quite lighthearted, but also hopefully quite reassuring that life coaching doesn't have to be complex, doesn't have to be a complicated process. It can actually be really straightforward. And what you hopefully also identified was that all I'd done there was simply asked Karen a few questions and simply fed back to her some of that which she was sharing with me. It was Karen that done all of the work. I just coached the answers out of her, which is pretty much the purpose of life coaching and what this is all about. So I hope you found this demonstration useful, and we'll look forward to seeing you again in the next clip.